Acid-base balance, and blood gas interpretations, part 4. In this part, we are looking at metabolic alkalosis.
Metabolic problems start with disturbances in concentration of either hydrogen ion, or bicarb. And alkalosis means that we have too many bicarbonate ions. So the first thing to see in arterial blood gas test, is an alkalotic pH, with a higher level of bicarbonate ions. Up to this moment, the PCO2 is still in normal range, and we have an uncompensated metabolic alkalosis. To compensate metabolic alkalosis, hypoventilation will be induced by our autonomic nervous system, which increases the level of CO2. Extra CO2 shifts the equation toward increasing hydrogen ions, which in turn leads to partially compensated metabolic alkalosis, with improvements in levels of pH and bicarb, toward fully compensated situation.
Okay, as a quick recap, metabolic disorders are either acidosis with pH less than normal, or alkalosis with pH higher than normal. And they are either uncompensated, which means they started very recently, or partially compensated by lungs. The level of bicarb and metabolic acidosis is always decreased, while in metabolic alkalosis, it is always increased. And if the PCO2 is normal, the situation is not compensated yet. In partially compensated metabolic acidosis, the level of PCO2 is decreased, and in partially compensated metabolic alkalosis, the level of PCO2 is increased. So, as a general rule, if all three parameters are decreased, it's a partially compensated metabolic acidosis, and if all are increased, it's a partially compensated metabolic alkalosis.